Look, the virgin shall conceive a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This is one of my favorite days of the church year, as the fourth Sunday of Advent allows us to ruminate on the person of the Virgin Mary, who we Anglicans should spend some time ruminating about. You're laughing at me, Sean. So ruminate we will. All of us who attend church, no matter where we are on our faith journey, are always asking and answering the question internally unto ourselves, this question internally unto ourselves. We do it when we worship, we do it when we pray, we do it when we read the Holy Scriptures, we do it when we receive the Eucharist, and we do it when we listen to a sermon, hopefully, and anything else associated with worshiping God. Each of us is constantly asking and trying to answer the question, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? Or to put it another way, what does it mean to be a disciple? When we come into this place, the church, this is the question that we are all trying to seek an answer for. This morning, as I say, we are marking the last Sunday of Advent. Throughout the Sundays of Advent, some biblical characters have come to the forefront for us as we prepare for the birth of our Lord. Last week, we looked at John the Baptist, and a few weeks ago, we had the prophet Isaiah. This week, our focus is on another individual, the Virgin Mary, as we lead up to the birth of Jesus. This fourth Sunday of Advent focuses on her and the role that she plays in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But it also points to the role that she should play within our Christian lives today. For Mary is the most perfect example in the Bible of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. The Virgin Mary is often described as the first and perfect disciple because she is the first one to say yes to Jesus, and she is the first one to believe that he is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. We are actually not told, though, much about the Virgin Mary in the Bible, although she is a central figure to our faith. The Gospel of Luke has the most about her. We are told in the Gospel of Luke that she is engaged to a man named Joseph, and that he is from the house of David. The text tells us that she is a young woman who has never been wed before, and that she will be the one who bears the Son of God. The angel Gabriel gives her her mission, her call from God. He tells her that she will conceive by the Holy Spirit and that she will bear God's Son in this world. Then Mary responds with these famous words, "Here I am, Lord, your servant. Let this be done as you have willed." If we read on in the Gospel of Luke, we read about how Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Then, of course, Mary's famous song of praise, which in the Anglican Church we sing during evening prayer, the Magnificat. If we read on in the Gospel of Luke, we encounter Mary at the birth of Jesus, and then only in a passing few times throughout the life and ministry of her son, until his death. Here we are told in the Gospels that Mary, the mother of Jesus, comes to watch her son die at the foot of the cross. This is a very powerful image for a parent and for a mother. As you can see, there is not much detail about this pivotal figure in our faith and in our salvation. Not much detail for one who shows us how to perfectly follow God. Although there is not much found about Mary in the Bible, the church has always had very ancient traditions about her and devotion to her before and after the death of Jesus. She is said to be born of Saint Anne, her mother, who was barren until she was very old. This reminds us of stories from the Old Testament, where prophets and important individuals in the mission of God are born from old barren women when they are very old. Perhaps this tradition about Mary is to show us her importance in the history of salvation, to mark for us that she has significance. This tradition also holds that she was consecrated to the temple at a very early age, and that she learned about God and served God in that place. Saint Maximus, one of the church fathers, writes about the Virgin Mary after her life and death, and after the life and death of Jesus. In his writings, she is painted as a very important figure in the spread of the gospel in the early church and in the early days of Christianity. And ultimately, the tradition that many in the church have ascribed to Mary is that at the end of her life, she did not die as others do, but rather was assumed into heaven. Whether these traditions about the Virgin Mary are true or not is not the point. The point is that all of these biblical and extra-biblical traditions that are given to Mary are given to her to honor her and to show us the importance that she has to Christians. As the church feels that it is important to honor her because she is the first disciple. She is the first to say yes to God, to say yes to Jesus. She is the perfect example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Many years ago now, Pope Emeritus Benedict, when he was still a teacher of theology, wrote a small devotional book called Daughter Zion. In this book, he writes about Mary and her place in our faith. The crux of the text is that Mary is an important figure because it is through her that Jesus gains his humanity. Jesus has an earthly mother, but not an earthly father. Without the humanity of Mary, our humanity would not be able to be redeemed by Christ. So the Virgin Mary plays two roles in the biblical text. It is through her that Jesus gains his humanity and ultimately is able to ransom our humanity. And it is through her that we have a perfect example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So that's a lot of ruminating about the Virgin Mary. But where does that leave us as the church today, as a people trying to answer that question, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? What does it mean to be a disciple? As I said earlier, in the Anglican Church, we say the canticle, the Magnificat, or the Song of Mary during evening prayer. And traditionally, this would have been done every single day. It is part of the Gospel of St. Luke. In our modern translation, it goes like this. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from one generation to another, to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and the haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones, but has exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel, and he has remembered to be merciful, for he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. To me, this hymn of Mary, this hymn of praise that she sings to God, tells us exactly how we are to be disciples of Christ. We should give praise and thanks to God for all he has done for us, no matter what our state in life, regardless if it brings hardship. We should stand with the hungry, the poor, and those who are oppressed, and we should trust that Christ's promises from the beginning of creation are true and faithful. And how do we do these things? We do them as the Virgin Mary did, as she heard Gabriel's call. We simply say yes to God. We say yes to Christ, no matter what he is asking of us. In our collect for today, we pray these words, Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary full of grace to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we may in all things embrace your will and with her rejoice in your salvation. This too must be our prayer this day. We must look to Mary as the first disciple, as the one who truly can answer the question, what it means to follow Jesus when God calls us or asks us to do anything. Our answer must be as hers was. It must be yes. That must be what we strive for, to answer as she did and say, yes, Lord, here I am, your servant. Let it be done with me according to your word. Amen.